So the practical take home, which I encourage everybody, something that one can do already today, everybody in their own way. And if you're already doing it, we can all inspire ourselves, and I speak to myself, to do more. If I believe in Hashem and I wake up sick in the morning and I'm not feeling well, is my first reaction, let me run to the medicine cabinet or let me text the doctor? I'm not saying we don't have to do that. That's another discussion. How much ishtadlus? We have courses also on our website. Ishtadlus is a course. How much ishtadlus is a person obligated to make? And there's different lines for different people what one would be obligated to do. But the bottom line, according to all opinions, is one has to believe that it's only Hashem ultimately who runs the show. And if I believe Hashem can hear me, and I believe Hashem is my only true helper, certainly more than the doctor. Has the doctor made a mistake before? I'm not saying one shouldn't go to the doctor. But what is one's first reaction? Is it, let me run to the doctor so I can get helped? Or is it, you know what, let me take a moment and talk to the creator of the world who can actually see me, who can hear me, who can help me, who loves me, who wants to help me. And again, that's the direction that we take in our platforms with Emunah and Bitachon, based just on classic Torah sources. I'm connected to many different types in the Hasidish world, in the Litvish world. But ultimately, what I've tried to do is take from everywhere, from the Gemara, from the Midrashim, down to the Rishonim, down to the Achronim, down to the later authorities. And just making a picture was so clear and obvious. Many sources in our book, Transform Your Emunah in just 60 seconds a day. Already from the Chumash, you see how they would just talk to Hashem in their own words. And sometimes a person feels, you know, but I'm not on that level. You look at these other great people that maybe seem like they're thriving in the Yiddishkeit and they can be close to Hashem. Me, look what I'm doing. Look at the sin I'm committing right now. Nobody's saying we shouldn't work on that. We shouldn't try harder. We certainly should have our plans and aspirations in what we're doing in general in our Yiddishkeit. However, to realize the Ramban and many others, they teach, the verse says, Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. Two separate components. It says, trust in Hashem, comma, and do good. Two separate things. Yes, we have to try to do good, but regardless of our spiritual level, we have the opportunity to connect to Hashem in the highest possible ways. Just to realize the tremendous potency and power of what we have with bitachon, with tefillah. I challenge you to ask me a question. Not me. This is not me. That's why I can say this confidently. If it was coming from my own information, I sound like an arrogant freak. If I'm coming from Hashem's Torah perspective, it doesn't actually bother me what anybody says, because I know this is the absolute truth. I challenge you to find me a real question where the answer is not Emunah. And again, the most practical application of Emunah is just simply talk to Hashem. So any question you have, be it a relationship issue, a financial issue, a health issue, or be it my lack of connection to the Torah, to spirituality, to Hashem himself. If one has passed the first main barrier of, do I believe in Hashem? Okay, I believe there's a God, and I believe he can hear me. I believe there's a God in the world. If one has passed that barrier, which is relevant to many, many people, then any situation one has in one's life, the answer is always talk to Hashem. Hashem, all that is important in the world is to believe in you, is to have Emunah and to follow your guidelines. However, Hashem, my dear Father, I just want to reach out to you and beg you, please help me, because I'm not feeling inspired and I actually don't even feel like speaking to you today. So please, can you help me? And again, just to digest that, doing something like that is, in the Shlaz words, in the Sefer Charedim, 7 times stronger than even the value of Torah learning. And not to underplay the value of Torah learning, but truly underpin what it means to talk to Hashem. The power of Torah learning is equal to all of the mitzvahs, all the tzedakah in the world, all the tzitzis, all the lighting candles, all the kosher, all the everything, Torah learning. That's what we taught in a simple Mishnah. And 7 times the potency of that is simply speaking to Hashem. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Wishing everybody so much success in their Emunah, in their relationship with Hashem, and ultimately fulfilling your highest purpose in this world, which will ultimately be the only true ingredient that leads to a life of sincere happiness, inner peace, and feeling connected to oneself, to one's purpose, to one's meaning in life, and fulfilling one's potential in this world. Thank you so much.